The news media and political analysts are openly doubtful about the reports of a bomb plot against Thailand's prime minister. And a Bangkok University poll shows only 1 in 5 people in the capital are convinced there was a plot. On August 24th, the police arrested an army lieutenant as he drove a car near Mr. Thaksin's residence. The police say the car was loaded with powerful explosives and detonators meant to kill the prime minister. Mr. Thaksin's critics say the arrest was only an attempt to win support ahead of the scheduled October 15th elections. Chakrapop Penkir, Mr. Thaksin's deputy secretary, says the government is confident investigations will clear up any doubts and that the elections will go ahead.
So I believe that the investigation has been conducted thoroughly and the results have been released to the public at large. Things will be put in perspective and all the culprits would be put to the judiciary process, so democracy in Thailand would march on.
The doubts about the bomb plot are a sign of Mr. Thaksin's low credibility among the country's urban middle class. For more than a year, thousands of people have regularly joined demonstrations declaring that the Prime Minister has abused his office to grab power and enrich himself and his friends. His problems began a few years ago when the government tried to oust the Auditor-General, Jarawan Mantekar, who has wide public support. Somphop Manorangsan, an economics professor at Chulalongkorn University, says Jarawan took a leading role in uncovering graft.
Her organization is one of the very crucial body for the financial management involved to the high-ranking government officials and also the politician. This kind of the investigative body is very important for fighting, combating the corruption here in this country.
The government challenged her 2001 selection as Auditor General in a series of court cases. In 2004, a court ruled that her appointment was unconstitutional, and she was ordered to leave the job. Jarawan refused to leave unless she was dismissed by King Bhumibol Adulyadej, who had endorsed her appointment. The State Auditors Commission suspended Jarawan in mid-2004 and locked her out of her office. But early this year, the commission reversed its stance after the king withheld his assent to the new nominee for the post. She returned to her job in February.
What did I do wrong? Is this my right to come into my office, even though I was stopped by the audit commissioner at that time, not to give me any work to do? I feel that I have been insulted to lock the door, and the door of the Auditor General of the whole nation? Very stupid.
Jarawan and many political observers in Thailand say the move to oust her was a result of her office's investigations of government officials. Chris Baker, a political commentator in Bangkok and author of several books about Thai history and economics, says Jarawan became a focus for those concerned about official abuses of power.
She acted as a lightning rod. Before the questioning of her removal came up, there was a lot of concerns about the corruption in this government, but none had really sort of crystallized. The removal of her seems such a blatant attempt to remove someone of genuine talent and commitment in this area of anti-corruption fighting.
Mr. Thaksin further angered many Thais in January when his family sold its stake in the telecommunications company Shin Corporation, which they had controlled. The family earned nearly $2 billion tax-free from the sale. That prompted huge demonstrations in Bangkok. Thousands of people gathered to demand that Mr. Thaksin resign. Instead, he called a snap election in April, which the opposition boycotted because they considered the short time period before the vote to be unfair. Courts have since ruled the election was improper and must be held again next month. But that left the country in a state of uncertainty. With no sitting parliament, no legislation has been proposed or voted on, and no new policies have been implemented for months. The Auditor General's office is investigating whether the Thaksin family should have paid tax on the Shin Corporation sale. It expects to issue a report by late September. Despite the anger among middle-class urban voters, Mr. Thaksin remains popular, especially in rural areas and among the poor. His policies of cheap health care and easier credit access for farmers have won strong support. His Thai Rak Thai party and its allies are expected to win a majority of the 500 seats in the House of Representatives, although far fewer than the 374 they held before April. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.